This is a recording of the Chaplain's Hour as it was presented on Morning Meditations Program in Tokyo, Japan by the Far East Network on April the 21st, 1950. We hear a hero's voice as we listen to this sermon being delivered by Father Amiel Capon of Pilsen, Kansas, patriot priest of the Korean conflict, who was twice decorated in the field of battle, and who died in a communist prisoner of war compound in Korea on May the 23rd, 1951, while caring for his boys. No greater sacrifice could be given than for this man to lay down his life for his fellow man. The service we now hear was taken from a transcription record found among Father Amiel's possessions. The service is in progress. Father Amiel Capon.
He had his apostles gathered about him one day, and he said to them, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid." The peace which God gives to people is different from the peace known by the world. The world regards peace as freedom from suffering, freedom from worry and care, freedom from want, freedom from fighting. In a way, it is a sort of a negative thing. But the peace which God gives is a gift which exists even in suffering, in want, or even in time of war. The saints who were friends of God had peace of conscience even when they were persecuted, even when they had to suffer many outrages, and some of them even had to part with their lives. Many of us have experienced the joy of peace of conscience. When we did some good deed, we felt a certain joy within us. There was a voice within us which told us we did good. It made us happy. And on the other hand, when we did something wrong, that same voice troubled us. It said we had done wrong and that we should be sorry for it. That is the voice of conscience, God speaking to our soul. God has assured us that if we listen to this voice of conscience and follow it sincerely in doing right and avoiding wrong, it will lead us to heaven. God wants to bless all of us with heavenly peace. Christ had said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." People who try to promote peace and love among their fellow men are peacemakers in the true sense of the word. And the people who try to bring the peace of God to souls are also peacemakers. In fact, they are peacemakers of a higher order. These people are the ones who dedicate their lives to teaching the truths of God and leading souls to God by good example. All of us can lead others to God by giving good example, but not all of us are qualified to teach the truths of God. Only those who are trained teachers are qualified. Christ had said, "If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the pit." O God, grant to us the ability to be true peacemakers in promoting peace and love among our fellow men and in leading souls on their way to heaven. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This beatitude follows directly and supplements the one about peacemakers. The person who promotes peace is doing something positive for the welfare of himself and others. The person who suffers persecution for justice' sake is not doing anything positive. He is refusing to rebel against injury to himself because of a very good reason. In the early ages of the church, the Christians were given their choice by the officials in the Roman Empire, either of giving up their Christian faith or of being put to death. The martyrs would not give up their faith. Consequently, they suffered death, even though they were innocent of any crime. In recent years, the same thing has happened. Christian people who tried to practice their faith and remain true to it found themselves persecuted and ostracized by people opposed to the Christian faith. We can surely expect that in our own lives there will come a time when we must make a choice between being loyal to the true faith or of giving allegiance to something else which is either opposed to or not in alliance with our faith. O God, we ask of Thee to give us the courage to be ever faithful to Thee. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. May the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon all of you. Amen.